In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. So if you were here last week when Reverend Rachel was preaching from the aisle while walking forwards and backwards, you might recall her pretending not to judge those who choose the pulpit. Boundaries, folks. Anyone wanting to talk about healthy boundaries, I am here for you. Now, our gospel today follows directly on the heels of last week's reading. Remember, Jesus has set his face toward Jerusalem. He knows, and we know, what is waiting for him there. There is little time left to spread the good news while Jesus is still alive. So this time, Jesus ups the ante and sends out 70 disciples to prepare the way for him. Why 70, we might wonder? As with so much of Scripture, the number 70 isn't just random. Now, it certainly does allude to Moses appointing 70 elders from the leaders of Israel to help him lead the people. It also echoes Genesis 10 that lists the table of nations. When we hear 70, then, it represents all nations and, in fact, all of humanity. Leave it to biblical allusions to explain that Jesus is expanding his mission to include everyone, Jews and Gentiles alike. The disciples' job as those 70 leaders was to forge authentic connections and peaceful relationships. Also, they were to use the power and authority given to them by Jesus to minister in his name, to cure the sick, exorcise demons — they really were excited about that — and proclaim that a new kind of world order is here, that God's kingdom of love, acceptance, and forgiveness is available now, even to outcast Samaritans, women, children, and slave alike. If a household or a town would not receive the message, the disciples are told to move on. And don't be looking to score the very best goat meat and the finest wine. No, 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 you were not to do that. Whether they were accepted or rejected, whether they ate well or not, the disciples' message was to remain the same. The kingdom of God has come near. Now, rarely, if ever, do I choose to toggle between two scripture offerings, but our reading from Galatians today begs to join in the gospel conversation. And besides, we don't read the epistles very often, so this is a great opportunity. The Apostle Paul takes Jesus' urgent message that the kingdom of God has come near, and he runs with it. What we read today is the end of Paul's letter to the Galatians. It is a little synopsis of the rest of the letter. There seems to be a lot of fuss over circumcision, right? Yeah, to be fair, it's not just a fuss. Paul is hopping mad. We might use another phrase today. Yes, he is. False teachers have weaseled their way into this diverse community of Jews and Gentiles that Paul himself has planted, nurtured, and raised up. These teachers were insisting that all non-Jews have to follow Jewish law, including and especially being circumcised. They were confusing and bitterly dividing the community, and Paul is having none of it. Can't you just hear, Reverend Rachel, if someone came in here and started spreading a bunch of heresy and intentionally dividing us, could you just hear her? Oh my goodness, it would not be pretty. So yes, Paul calls out his opponents in very strong language and imagery. As the Apostle Paul calls back God's people, he also calls back us, the community of faith. He calls us back to what it means to have received the Holy Spirit and to live in Spirit's presence together rather than for ourselves only. He joins with Jesus, the 70, and hopefully all of us in boldly proclaiming that the kingdom of God has indeed come near. There is no longer Jew or Greek, slave or free. There is no longer male or female, for all are one. We join with God in creating day by day, hour by hour, the new creation Paul talks about. Our joint God project rejects division and hatred. It seeks peace between all peoples. It insists on not using violence. It resists it. It seeks justice for those who are oppressed and on the margins. It values and seeks to protect, serve, and cherish every human being. It strives to protect God's whole of creation, for we are its only stewards. Come, Holy Spirit, come. The Apostle Paul also reminds us what we are to strive for as individual followers of Jesus, open to the Spirit moving in every aspect of our lives. This is the personal daily piece of the puzzle. Hand in hand with the instruction to bear one another's burdens is to work for the good of all. How we do that varies according to our gifts, our resources, and our ages and stages of life. One way we work for the good of all and relieve others' burdens is by using our financial resources wisely, mindfully, and as generously as our circumstances allow. So many opportunities there. We bear one another's burdens by being a presence to someone who is struggling. One season, it may be you that comforts and listens and supports me, and the next, I can extend hospitality or a word of faith and hope to you. St. Cross cares for each other oh so well. Every time we do, we make God's kingdom of love, hope, and peace so near it is visible. We accomplish God's mission whenever we use our talents, time, or energy to serve others. I am reminded of St. Luke's shower ministry a couple weeks ago. Some of us weren't quite sure if we would have enough cookies or breads or bodies to serve, especially without Reverend Josh. Then out of the woodwork came all these gifts, an abundance of homemade goodies to go with the yummy homemade soup, plenty of folks to make and pack sandwiches, and an abundance of hands to serve it all. All these people seemed to appear out of nowhere, really out of the ether. More importantly, there was a spirit of reciprocity moving in our midst. Such good energy that all you can really say is thank you, God. In all the many ways we offer presence, acceptance, and peace to one another, we are telling each other that God is here now, in you and in me. In fact, Spirit is here right now, moving between us, moving in our hearts, our minds, and in this very room. And the reward that Jesus talks about? It isn't that we will go to a place we refer to as heaven, though that is a very, very wonderful thing. No, the reward is experiencing the gifts of the Spirit we heard last week. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Unlike me, God has no boundaries. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Amen.